Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. We are rocking and rolling in the studio on this fine Monday. I feel like I should be, I don't know, disco roller skating to that one, Barb. That was awesome. Oh, yeah. Barbie's in a good space today, as usual, with the tunage. Hey to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Nice to have you on board. We are talking about health today. We barely got into it last show because we had a bunch of other stuff we were talking about. So we got a ton to cover this show. The phone number to call is 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. Right now we do have several people hanging on the line, and I got some great questions from listeners via email this last week. So again, tons to talk about. So if there is a topic that you would like me to cover on the show, I would love for you to send me an email or shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. To find me on Facebook, go to my website. That's Michelle Morgan with one L, michellemorgan.org. Click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it'll take you into Facebook. Love to see more of you on Facebook. I'm having so much fun chatting with people in between shows and would like to have a lot more people on there. So get on that, okay? All righty. So happy Candlemas, almost. A couple days on the 2nd. Candlemas, or Imbolc, as it is known in the pagan world, is basically the start of spring. And I'm telling you something, kids, my roses are blooming out. They got brand new shoots, and it's crazy. I can't believe how the garden is already starting to sprout, including the weeds. Oh, yeah. So it is the beginning of spring on the Will of the Year. This is a great time to do a very deep spring cleaning of your home. That's a wonderful little ritual to do this time of year to get ready for the springtime brand new energies, and a very fun little ritual to do on the eve of Candlemas or Imbolc is to just before sunset, you turn off all the lights in your house. And with a single white candle burning to represent the goddess Breed, she was, that's another name for the goddess Brigid. You knock three times on your front door and invite the goddess to enter, asking that she bestow health, success, abundance, and love upon everyone in the house. Then you slowly begin turning on all the lights, moving room to room until every light in the house is on. And that is a welcome to early spring. Pretty fun stuff. So we're going to go jump right into the Cosmic Critter, and then we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back in and dive into this week's topic. So, Dr. Doolittle.
Walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk. To me!
The doctor is in. And check out who showed up today. I'm telling you, birds. It's just birds, birds, birds. We had the barn owl last week. We had canary before that. We had somebody else, robin. This is kookaburra. Remember that song, camp song? Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Kookaburra shows up, it means to manifest your dreams, stay centered, maintain your focus and determination, and let nothing deter you. Be compassionate, yet don't be fooled by anyone who acts casual and lighthearted when you sense that they're covering up some other unpleasant feelings. The best way to overcome your fear is to face it and do whatever you need in order to accomplish your objective. Take a break from your worries and cares by participating in something that makes you laugh out loud. And finally, you're spending too much time daydreaming and fantasizing rather than taking steps towards manifesting your actual dreams and visions. All right, so get on it. So that's Kookaburra. Would love to hear how Kookaburra shows up for somebody this week. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about prayer and physical health. This is Living on a Prayer. You're listening to Michelle Morgan. Don't go away. Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan, and we're talking about prayer and physical health. And got a lot of people with a lot of questions about this. So I want to just do a little kind of recap of what we started to talk about last week, because it's important to reiterate this stuff. So bottom line about physical health and prayer, all the processes of manifestation that you have learned over the years, all of you, can and must be applied to the process of physical healing. Physical healing is actually the most important place to really be conscious of those stages, because bottom line is, without your health, you haven't got anything else. There are four levels of human experience. Remember that. There's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Picture a totem pole. Physical is at the bottom. And there's no accident that physical represents the foundation of the human. Our physical selves carry all the other energies. And our physical experience potentially has the most impact because it's directly wired to the survival instinct. That's why hitting bottom, we talked about this a little bit last time, you know, hitting bottom, quote unquote, nearly always happens when something is affected in our physical world, whether it's a financial issue, something about our home, our family, health. The physical world is the final frontier, if you will, and that's typically the one that shakes up the psyche the most if the lessons are not being learned when the emotional, mental, and spiritual levels are affected. And we've talked before, the physical body is a self-healing organism. So what manifests as a physical issue begins first as a spiritual or an emotional imbalance. And the body will sort of try on the symptoms that are associated with that particular imbalance. And if the imbalance is not addressed, eventually the disease will actually root itself fully in the body. This is one of the reasons why you can have something going on for quite some time in your body and go to a bunch of different doctors and have them run a bunch of different tests. And they basically will tell you they can't find anything, but they'll fit you into a number of symptoms and say, well, let's try this particular protocol, but they really don't know what they're dealing with because at that point, the body hasn't actually decided to do it full on. So one of the things that I really want to be clear about here when I'm talking about this stuff is that health and healing are incredibly complicated issues. There's not one blanket statement that will explain how or why anyone is healthier than anyone else. Belief systems, family legacies, karma, all of these things contribute to the physical experience. And then there's the issue of the soul path, the life lessons, etc. Okay. So for me, that's why it's incredibly crucial to live your life in relationship with God. We have to be able to trust God's guidance in every experience. And it's so interesting to me how the realm of physical health in particular has this added feeling of kind of being fated to something or kind of being a little bit helpless to it. You know, you get sick and, well, you got something, you caught something or something, you know, took over your physical body. And then there's this feeling of, you know, there's not much you can do to change that. A lot of people fall into that. And I think it's an interesting experience because, first of all, we are ultimately responsible, quote unquote, and in control of everything that happens to us. But it's not about what happens. It's about what we do with what happens. That's what matters. And so, you know, there are people that have chronic illnesses, that have limitations, that have handicaps. And, you know, from a New Age perspective, we could get into this great big discussion and argument over, well, does that mean if somebody has this disease or this problem that they obviously weren't spiritual enough or they weren't doing the right work or they didn't heal their belief systems or whatever? Yeah, we can talk about that. We could say that that's probably, there's a component of that. And we can also talk about the aspect that I believe that whatever takes place in our lives, God is guiding us to be victorious in. And we talked to Amla on the phone last week about her situation and how, you know, she's utilizing her situation so that she can be an inspiration to other people who have limitations. There's always a gift in every darkness, no matter how challenging it is. And that's not Pollyanna. That's just the truth. The gift, in fact, is in the darkness. And so you have to be aware that there's so many aspects to this. This is why this is such a complicated and very emotionally charged issue. So I want to talk a little bit about that whole aspect of family legacy and belief systems, etc. We touched on this a little bit last week. There are two belief system levels in the psyche. Belief systems are a way of seeing the world, but identity issues are the way you see yourself in the world. So there's that personal attachment to them. And so, like we talked about last week, if you grew up and were considered a sickly child or others perceived you as, you know, potentially fragile or weak or what have you, then you can grow up and personify that because that's basically what you were told was your reality. Conversely, you can grow up with a hypochondriac, say a parent that has just a ton of health issues or a sibling or somebody close to you, And you can actually take on that same identity in order to try and spare that loved one from carrying it. And that's a not just a family legacy issue, that's a family loyalty issue. And we are all, as the pack mentality is in all of us, we are wired to want to take part in the pack in a way that will keep us safe. So here's an example or several examples of belief systems and how they can impact your health. If you've got self-worth issues, for instance, you might really be challenged to even be able to take conscious care of yourself. You might try to eat well, say, or get 8 hours of sleep, or, you know, avoid alcohol and that type of thing. But if you've got some self-worth issues, then you're going to pretty much always sabotage those health efforts in some way or the other, and not even necessarily understand why you can't stick with the program, so to speak. If you've got a belief system that no matter what you do, you'll never be good enough, you'll probably be able to manifest all kinds of success in certain outer ways, possibly financial, or business, or even relationship. But then you can manifest an illness that causes your mind or your body to fail in some way, or to fail you, in other words, where your body is not able to live up to your expectations of perfection. If you have control issues, you'll likely manifest health issues that make you feel out of control of your body. For instance, hormone problems, nervous system problems, diseases that affect your motor skills or bodily functions, or you'll be one of these people that is constantly catching things from other people. A lot of bacterial, viral things with control issues. If you've got trust issues, you'll manifest a similar loss of your health. You're not going to be able to trust your own body, can't trust other people, etc. And you'll likely struggle to trust your own instincts, potentially placing yourself in compromising positions health-wise, especially regarding work with healthcare practitioners. I see this a lot for people that have trust issues. They will end up conjuring something in their body. They go to a bunch of doctors who turn out to be literal quacks, doctors that do horrible things, or, you know, make them sicker than they were. And then at the end of the day, that trust issue has just been proven correct. See, I can't trust anybody. I place my, you know, life in the hands of this famed doctor and look what happens to me. So belief systems are huge in the realm of physical healing. So I'm not suggesting that you beat yourself up for any of these belief systems. I'm totally suggesting that if you've got something going on in your health, what an amazing opportunity to take a look at what your belief systems might be, because it couldn't be clearer when it's manifesting in the physical realm. I wanted to share something also from Catherine Ponder. I thought this is really an amazing perspective. She says there's a difference between healing and curing a person. To heal is to make whole the entire man, spirit, soul, and body. To cure means to eliminate or relieve immediate distress. So a person is often cured of pain by seeking medical treatment, but unless he changes his negative thought patterns that cause the pain, it may appear again and again, either in the same area or in another part of the body. And that goes back to what I was saying before, the four levels of being. If you don't heal on all those levels, if you don't heal the belief systems, you don't heal the emotional pattern, the thought processes that are creating the health issue, medication just becomes a Band-Aid on an infected wound, essentially. There are absolutely times when medical intervention is not only appropriate, it's necessary and completely valuable, but you also must address the other three levels of the human experience in order to truly heal, not just cure, the symptoms. So do the emotional, spiritual work that's necessary to make whatever medical treatment you're utilizing successful. That's going to be a really crucial component. And a lot of people, you know, this is one of the arguments about Western medicine versus the Eastern philosophies, is that Western medicine, unfortunately, it's getting better, but unfortunately, it's not based on the holistic idea that the mind and the heart and the soul affect the body. It's based more on the symptom approach, deal with the symptoms and then eventually, hopefully, get to the bottom of the disease. So even if you're working with Western doctors, you can do a ton of stuff to support that process. You know, I've worked with so many clients who've dealt with, say, cancer or a disease where they're, you know, doing radiation, chemotherapy, those types of things, true poisons pumping into their bodies. But they are doing the prayer work, visualization. They're working with naturopathics and homeopathic medicine and diet and nutrition and all sorts of things to support their body while it's going through this very challenging process. And that, every time I've ever come across that combination, it's been really, really powerful for people. And there's a lot still to be learned in the realm of bridging the gap between holistic medicine and pharmaceuticals and the Western culture. So I think we should go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Gail in Texas. Gail, are you there, hon?
Hi. Michelle, how are you doing today?
Good, sweetheart. How are you?
Fine. Listen, last week my friend called in for me.
Yes.
I wanted to thank you for the email.
You bet.
Yes, I'm going through a lot with my health. You see me getting better. I'm going for a sonogram tomorrow.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because when I did the reading for you through your friend there, Daniel, last week. And yes, as a matter of fact, this new, you're working with a new doctor right now?
I'm working with this lady, Dr. Juan, but she's for women only. So she took down the history and she did blood work on me to see if I have any cancer in my blood or in that, because she said that I was going through a lot, and she wanted to get to the bottom of it so she could send me to the right doctor.
Good. Very good. So I do feel like you're absolutely on the right path here, and my sense is that you have been doing some really strong prayer stuff. Is that true?
Yes.
Good.
I've been, I'm a power prayer person.
Good.
I pray day and night, and I feel that I'm protected and that they got other plans for me.
Well, I would agree with you, sister. I'm definitely getting that this is a massive challenge. And it's interesting because it does come up here as a karmic piece for you, meaning this was something that you were going to come across in this lifetime. And depending on how you deal with it, you will very likely come out the other side. And this will be a non-issue about 2 years from now is what I'm getting. That's not to say that you're going to be struggling with it for 2 years, but I feel like there's a 2-year process here. It wouldn't surprise me if there's actually an astrological transit associated with that, because the timeline feels pretty specific. But it looks,
I'm going on a year and 2 months right now.
Okay. Okay. So it feels to me like you are being led in the very right direction. I love the whole aspect of the focus on the feminine, because it feels like that's a key factor in this. It's interesting, though. I'm really going to tell you, we've been talking about the belief system thing. What's coming up here specifically for you is that there is, it feels to me like there's a bit of a legacy in your family around the women. Is that true? Women and their physical bodies. Is there something in your family around that?
Yes. My mother died of lung cancer, my sister of breast cancer.
Okay.
And now my sister's daughter has breast cancer. So, you know, I've been keeping them in my prayers.
You betcha.
I don't know if I'm a victim soul or what. I feel God's going to get me through this.
You bet. Here's, and it's interesting because one of the things that I wanted to talk about today in the show was this idea about disease being genetic. Science is always talking about that, and they have, you know, ways of tracing the genetic aspects of diseases in a family line from the standpoint of the cellular structure and the DNA, etc. Well, here's the truth of genetics. Belief systems are genetic, and legacies are handed down through a family, and they'll be expressed in certain family members in specific ways. For instance, you've got three women in your family line that have cancer. Cancer is a disease of regret, a disease of bitterness, a disease of suppressed feminine power. Isn't that interesting? And the fact that it's breast cancer and lung cancer, those are all, that's the heart chakra, that's the life force, that's also the feminine power and the mothering energy. There's some really symbolic aspects to that legacy that you've got going. And so it's so important to take a look at, you know, what's the belief system that's been handed down through the women in your family? It's very likely about suppressing your power and not standing up for yourself, not speaking your truth, not asking for what you need. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to work on that as well, sweetheart, because that you're going to want to heal that so that your body can go, oh, cool, I don't have to carry this. I don't have to play this role in expressing this family legacy any longer. And in the other really powerful thing, Gail, is if you heal that legacy in you, you actually energetically and vibrationally heal it for every member of your family, past, present, and future.
So I just continue praying.
Yes.
And I was wondering if my right ovary had anything to do with it that they left in, you know? It's all on my right side that's been weak.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because the right side's the masculine. And so if the feminine in your family line has been suppressed, your masculine nature has been having to do all the work your whole life. It's probably exhausted. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yeah. And hoping that this doctor can lead me to the right doctor.
Well, there's no coincidence that she's focusing on that she's a doctor for women and she's focusing in that direction. That just directly addresses that legacy of the feminine in your family. So it looks, I'm not kidding you, darling, it looks as good as it did, or maybe even a little bit better than it did last week when I looked at this for you through Daniel. You're going to come out the other side of this, and my sense is you're going to be able to inspire a whole lot of other people in shifting their own stuff. So I want you to keep doing exactly what you're doing. I want you to ask God for specific guidance on healing those belief systems that are in place around this, and you keep trusting your instincts, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All right, I'm going to send you a ton of angels, and I'm going to have all my listeners do the same, okay?
Okay, Michelle, and like I said, tomorrow I hope they find something on that where I can get it going.
Yeah, they're going to send you in the right direction, baby, I promise.
Okay. And thank you for everything you've done.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You take
God
care
bless.
Of yourself. Right back at you.
I'll keep in touch with you.
Good, do. Bye-bye. Powerful stuff. That whole aspect of the genetics, that's always been something that I've felt so strongly about my whole career, basically. I mean, again, you can have the legacy that's handed down, it can show up in the same exact way in a number of family members, or it can show up in different ways. Here's a good, for instance, if there's a failure belief in the family, you can have three different family members who contract Alzheimer's, which is a disease of the mind failing. Or you can have one family member get Alzheimer's, one get Parkinson's, and another one have just a litany of failed business ventures in their career, but no physical health issues. It's the same family legacy. It's just going to get expressed differently. So crucial piece to look at when you're dealing with healing a physical issue is what's the legacy in the family? What's the belief system that's been handed down? I cannot begin to describe how important that is, and it should be obvious by now because I'm always harping on that. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I've got a couple of great questions that came through some listeners via email. We've got some other people on the phone lines. We're going to keep on going, and I got some great prayers for y'all. So come back to me. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. Rockin' and rolling yet again. Great song. I always feel like I'm in high school when I'm in here. It's so much fun. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. We're talking health. So, got some great, couple of great questions from a couple of my awesome listeners. This one came from Liz. Liz, thank you, sweetheart. Her question is, I would love to hear your thoughts, perspective, etc., on the whole question of whether to do those preventive diagnostic tests that the medical establishment tells us we're all, quote unquote, supposed to do on some sort of regular basis. This is a interesting issue, and it's a little complicated, but here's my nutshell answer to that. Because there's so many different reports out there that say, you know, those tests in fact are not good. And then other reports say you absolutely have to do them. You know, there's questions of radiation exposure. There's questions of false positives, false negatives, the emotional stress of that, the fear of it, etc. Whenever there's an issue or a situation that you can't figure out on your own, with the information, the resources that you currently have, you must pray for guidance. If you're confused about something, don't make a decision about it. I mean, that sounds so simple because it really is. It's not easy, especially in the context of something like this. The truth is that God's will for all of us is perfect health. That's actually one of the cornerstones of the divine plan. We've talked about that in past shows. Four cornerstones of the divine plan, not a coincidence what the first one is: health, wealth, happiness, and perfect self-expression. Dr. Emmett Fox, amazing metaphysician back in the 20s, he wrote a book called The Sermon on the Mount. Very powerful. And here's a little quote from that. The truth is that the will of God for us always means greater freedom, greater self-expression, wider, newer, brighter experiences, better health, greater prosperity, wider opportunity of service to others, and a life more abundant. So the bottom line is, if you feel that you need to go have some diagnostic preventative tests done, pray about it. If you're questioning it, pray about it. God is going to guide you to do what is right for you. I don't even have to qualify that. That's how it works. And then if you are in relationship with God, you're going to get the guidance. Here's where it gets dicey. It gets tricky if we pray out of fear, oh God, please show me what I need to do, and then the rest of the time we're not talking to him. because you can miss the guidance. Absolutely. Because you're so wrapped up in your own head, you're not going to hear what he has to say. If you're asking for absolute clarity, and I got a great prayer coming on in a few minutes on that. If you're asking for absolute clarity on something, you're going to get it. God doesn't whisper. He makes it very clear. And then you got to be willing to take the action. So hopefully that helps to answer that question. And Becky, thank you for this question. She said, I have questions about healing in kids. Do the belief patterns affect them as well? Are there any prayers for them? And what is up with all the food allergies these days? So this is really interesting to me. Belief systems absolutely affect children. Little kids are psychic sponges. They're buying into our belief systems and the family legacies that we live out on a daily basis around them. Children also act out our emotional and psychic stuff as parents. Okay, you're going to see yourself bigger than life in your kids. So this is interesting to me. Here's what Louise Hay has to say about allergies. They are about denying your own power. And here's the prayer that Louise Hay equates to working with allergies. And I find this completely fascinating in the context of this particular question about children. Here's the prayer. The world is safe and friendly. I am safe. I am at peace with life. Now, I'm a parent. My daughter's 23 years old, and I know for a fact that I scared the bejesus out of her about a lot of stuff in the world. You know, from that standpoint of you don't want your kids talking to strangers. You don't want them doing stupid things, right? So we do employ fear as parents. That's just, we all do it, every single one of us. And here's the challenge with that. Oh my gosh, this is probably a whole other show to talk about, you know? The world isn't safe and friendly. And yet, if we don't at least believe that it's safe and friendly, how are we ever going to win, right? How are we ever going to be in that law of grace, God's law versus the law of karma, which is human law? So teaching our children to see the world as safe and friendly, that's part of this, I think, with the allergy thing, I really do. And food symbolically represents what we take in, accepting God's love and God's support in the form of nourishment. So all of that, Becky, to me, I think if your kids are dealing with some health issues, I think you can take a look at what they might be acting out. What are they expressing that's going on in you? If either of the parental figures in the family or any of the parental figures in the family are denying their power, meaning denying their own power or stifling the kids in some way, then that's going to be playing into this. And then the whole thing of helping these kids learn that the world is safe and friendly because God is taking care of them, I think would be really powerful. So hopefully that helps answer a little bit of that as well. So I want to dive into a little 3-point formula for working with health stuff, because we've been talking about all this now for a couple shows, and I know that many of you are out there just wanting me to get to the good stuff and give you the magic words. So here they come. So we've talked about this 3-point formula for success before, and it is 100% applicable to health, like it is applicable to anything that you want to manifest. And that 3-point formula is: 1 is purification or cleansing. 2 is illumination or receiving guidance from God. And 3 is union with God and his good. So here's how you apply that to physical health. Purification, doing whatever work is necessary to heal your belief systems. There's that thing again. Change your patterns of personal care, right? Pay attention to your diet, exercise, sleep, etc. All that basic stuff that we all know, but you have to be willing to really make the commitment to it. Clear clutter from your life. Okay, literal clutter, you know, cleaning out your closets, all that other stuff, as well as releasing relationships that are toxic, etc. I've been working with a lot of clients lately that are going through some relational issues, needing to let go of certain connections that haven't been serving them for a long time. So that's a big one. And then forgiveness is huge in the realm of physical health. Absolutely massive. I'm going to say it's at the top of the heap of things that need to be cleared. Self-forgiveness as well as forgiveness of others. We did a couple of shows on August 10th and 23rd last year around forgiveness. And then prayers of denial are extremely powerful in releasing things. So I mean, I've got some great prayers. I'm going to read these out loud once each because we've got a time crunch here. And this is going to be a little teaser to get you on my Facebook page because I always post the prayers and the quotes from my shows on my Facebook fan page. So get on my Facebook so that you can get these things hard copied. Makes it easier. So here's your prayers of denial in the purification point of this health success formula. First one, no, I do not accept this appearance as necessary or lasting in my life. Even if you've got a migraine headache or a common cold, or if you've got something bigger, this one's a powerful one. No, I do not accept this appearance as necessary or lasting in my life. Here's another one. No, I do not accept this as my reality. My health cannot be limited. And I love this one. It simply cannot be. It is not so. I do not accept this condition. It is nothing. It has no power. Here's the key with this stuff. You can't just do this for a couple of minutes and say it's good. All right. Affirmations, the point of doing out loud affirmative prayer is that you have to do it over and over and over and over again. Why? Well, because you're human. Okay. And your brain is going 90 miles an hour, usually in a fear direction, especially when you're dealing with a health issue. One of the reasons why health is such a massive impact is because how do you escape it, right? I mean, I used to have kind of an attitude in my early days of doing this work about chronic pain. I had a number of clients who had had like a car accident 15 years prior, and they were still, you know, in pain about it. And I struggled with really wrapping my brain around that because I had never, thank the Lord at that point, never experienced anything like chronic pain. So God saw fit to teach me. Bless his heart, and glad he did, but it was not a good time. I took a header off a horse. My daughter and I used to ride horses, and we jumped, and I went off a jump, and the horse fell, and I did too, and got a concussion, and wow, did I mess myself up. It was 12 weeks of pretty debilitating pain, and a lot of work with chiropractors and other people to put me back together again. Point I'm making is I just remember vividly when if I would finally get to sleep, I would wake up and there would be a split second before my eyes opened where I would be pain-free, and I would think, oh, maybe today it's not going to hurt. As soon as I opened my eyes, it would just flood into my body. And I'm not kidding you. I felt homicidal. I was out of my mind over it. It was so powerful. So it's not easy when you're facing something in your physical body, when you can't escape it, or you're constantly reminded of it because you're in your body. It's difficult to stay in that prayerful place. That's what I love about affirmative statements. They will change your mindset, which will then change your emotional experience, which will then change your energy, which will then start to shift you in the physical. And sometimes you have to just do it all day long. I'm not kidding you. So get these little prayers in hand so you can work with them. Purification requires denying the state of affairs, saying, no, it's not true. Your health cannot be limited. God's going to get in there and help you out. The other thing that I want you to remember, when you start the process of consciously, spiritually working at your health, you may very well go through a healing crisis. We've talked about this before, a very specific show on this, chemicalization. Okay, that's what happens when you start to change the negative pattern. The old stuff floods to the surface to be released. Okay, so the chemicalization process could manifest as your health issue getting worse before it gets better. That's the healing crisis. Or chemicalization can surface as a financial or relationship situation that falls apart. Wow, like you don't have enough you're dealing with your health issue, and then all of a sudden you got something else blowing up in your face. So you want to try and remember that the healing crisis is actually a really good sign. Really good sign. It means that the process is beginning. And you want to up the ante on your prayer work. You want to let God guide you through that healing crisis and focus on your willingness to release anything that needs healing. Anything, including relationship or financial or anything, so that you can get the most out of the process. Okay? So, that's purification. Step two, illumination. You want to ask for absolute clarity on exactly what to do to elicit not just a cure, but a healing. Okay? Mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Then you want to take action on that guidance. This is an incredibly powerful little prayer. Gail, sweetheart, I want you to use this one, okay? I give thanks that I now have absolute clarity on exactly what to do to restore my physical body to perfect health. This clarity now comes to me quickly, easily, and in peace, and I give thanks for the willingness to receive it and the courage and strength to take right action. That one is huge. Especially the whole willingness to receive the clarity and then the courage and strength to take the action, because clarity alone won't shift it. You have to then do what you have to do, okay? And I'm not kidding you when I tell you, if you ask for absolute clarity, God will not play games, okay? He doesn't have three cups and you have to find the ball. He will show you exactly what to do. Then you just have to be willing to take the steps. Step three, union, staying connected to God through your prayer and spiritual practices, through visualizing perfect health to the best of your ability, even if your health isn't perfect, okay? And prayers of praise, blessing, and divine love are really powerful when it comes to restoring your health. And Becky, for your kids, these prayers are great, and you can say them for your children. Just change the wording. But these are really good ones. So first one is, I praise what strength I have. I give thanks for what health I have. I glory in what life I have. And God now gives the increase. That's a great prayer, even if you're not dealing with a health issue. Okay. It's just powerful all around praise prayer. And I love the line, and God now gives the increase. Because God always wants to upgrade us. It's just that we usually stop him from doing so. Here's a great little rhyming prayer. God is my health. I cannot be sick. God is my strength, unfailing and quick. Divine love is doing its perfect work in me and through me now. I rest and relax in the love of God, and I am healed. That one is incredibly comforting. And I know for myself that when I'm not feeling well, all I want is to be comforted. And usually that'll show up in the form of, you know, chocolate and sweats on the couch watching movies. So this is a good prayer for needing comfort. And finally, this one I love. My heart is filled with divine love, and divine love will work any miracle that needs working. That is extremely powerful. Divine love will work any miracle that needs working. You have to be able to accept your healing. You must be willing to accept healing. Okay? Why am I saying that? Why am I bringing that up? Because life demands a lot from a healthy person. When you're healthy, you're pretty much expected to be able to do a full day's work, to make wise choices for yourself, to act in a conscious manner, to assume your full share of the responsibility that goes along with a healthy, conscious life. You know, there's a lot to it. There's no excuses when you're healthy. Health issues are a phenomenal excuse. I've used them many times myself. Believe me, we all do it. It's easy to do. So this is why you don't just pray for healing. You pray for the willingness to be healed. Okay? And that goes to that belief system thing. Totally goes to the belief systems. if you're carrying a family legacy of failure or self-worth or whatever it is, there's going to be a part in your psyche, at least one part in your psyche, that does not want you to get better. Because if you get better, it means you best your family. It means you no longer fit within the structure of that family. That goes to the pack mentality. I will not be loved and accepted by the pack. And if I'm not, then I'll die. I know it sounds weird, but that's exactly how the human psyche works. So here's a great prayer for that. Lord, I am ready. I am ready to accept my complete healing in mind, body, affairs, and relationships. Lord, I do accept my complete healing now. Then you ask for absolute clarity on exactly what you need to do each day to facilitate your complete healing. I'm telling you, it's doable. It's possible, and I really feel, especially with the astrological energies that are going on right now, it's time. It's time to break loose from those limitations. So, I want to talk to Erica. She's in Brazil, and she's on the phone.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Erica. How are you, sweetie?
I'm all right. Michelle, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 10 years ago, I went through a very extreme stress time and was kind of continuing, and I got about maybe 60-70 pounds.
Okay.
And I was not able to lose it.
Right.
I tried dieting, exercise, and herbs and some other things.
Okay.
And the weight's still here. So
okay.
The last few years I realized, you know, this things are not going to work for this weight.
Right.
You know, kind of be relieved. So I'm in this place that I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Because what is the structure that is really holding this
right.
weight? Because, you know, it's the next question. That is something holding this weight. So
yeah.
What it is.
You bet. The first thing that I see here is there's some belief systems associated with oppressive masculine. Does that make sense to you, having been oppressed by the masculine in your life?
As the, like somebody coming over me and
yeah.
forcing themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So part of weight gain for a woman is protection.
Okay.
And so you can not even remotely have an issue with your weight until some point in your life when whatever's going on triggers the belief system, and then that becomes this full-blown reaction that is not conscious by any stretch of the imagination. So you're going to want to heal what you're carrying, grief, pain, fear, betrayal, all of that from whatever this situation was in your past. Okay, that's coming up here really strong. I'm also
okay.
hearing to tell you, have you had your adrenal system checked?
No.
All right. You want to take a look at that. You want to check into adrenal system failure. If you've had huge stress in your life, I can guarantee you your adrenals are at least taxed. So that might be a piece of the pie as well. But again, you want to deal with the physical thing, but you want to absolutely deal with the emotional content of this, particularly with something like weight gain. That is such a huge, I mean, that's why, you know, the diet industry is a multi-gazillion dollar industry that just doesn't seem to work. Or it works for a brief period of time and then people gain the weight back and then some, because we're talking major emotional issues connected to weight gain. So, I mean, there are times when there are physiological issues as well, but guaranteed there's always an emotional component. So I want you to take a look at that. Ask God for specific guidance. Use that prayer that I just gave you guys for specific guidance on what you need to do to heal that belief system stuff, and then also check out the adrenal thing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck with
okay.
that, okay?
Thank you.
You bet, sweetie. Thanks for calling in. All righty. A couple of books I would highly recommend, Heal Your Body by Louise Hay, and The Dynamic Laws of Healing and The Healing Secrets of the Ages by Catherine Ponder. Amazing books. Great information. Next week's show, Jan Van Eiselstein's back for a look at the energies of the next 6 weeks or so. It's going to be a ton of fun. She's already got some great stuff she's going to be bringing to us. And then Valentine's Day is going to be a psychic free-for-all. The Doctor of Love is going to be in-house, going to be answering your love questions on Valentine's Day. How much fun is that going to be? So, been great to have you on board. If you like today's show, email it to people you know who might like it too. The show's going to be in the archives in the next day or so. You can go to the radio show page at michellemorgan.org, or you can do that whole iTunes thing and subscribe to the show. If you love the music, of course, go to iTunes, download the songs. I'll have those up on my Facebook fan page. And be sure to come back next week, 12 noon Pacific, on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Take care, everybody. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.